It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I'm glad we're together today. I borrowed some things from a farmer neighbor of mine. Let's go to the kitchen so I can show them to you better out here at the table. Two bags of food. In this bag, this is food that farmers sometimes feed sheep. In this bag are alfalfa pellets. I'll take a few out. What they look like. Sheep probably like them to eat. There. And in this bag are steamed crimped oats. See that? Guess I mix them together. For something to eat. Now, I have game that I would like to show you. I need 3 cups. 3. I'm going to put 1 cup over the alfalfa pellets. Does that cover them all? Okay. And another cup over the steamed crimped oats. I want them all covered. And then this 3rd cup over nothing. Now, watch this cup as I move it around and see if you can tell me when I'm all finished where this cup is. Do you know? Do you know which one has nothing under it? This one? No. The alfalfa pellets are under there. How about this one? That was it. And what would be under this one? The oats. Yeah? Like that? Would you like to try it once more? You know, sometimes people move cups like this around so fast that it seems just like a magic trick. Now this time, let's watch for where the oats are, right? I think I remember, do you? I think they're under this one. They were, yeah. Do you hear somebody knocking? We'll come back to this later. Somebody at the door. Would you take a look at the door, please? Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. Speedy McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you. Well, yeah. Here's the film about the farm that you ordered.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. Does it have a cow in it?
It has cows and sheep and a lot of animals.
Oh, good.
Well, very busy today. Speedy delivery to you.
Can't stay and watch it.
Not today. More deliveries. Good day to you.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. Thought you might like to see a film about a day at the farm. Let's just show it now on Picture Picture.
Farmer feeding his sheep. Was a cow. Lots of different animals. See the bunny? The horse? Let's just have some make-believe. Think about Harriet Elizabeth's cow at someplace else. Yeah, this could be someplace else. She could be working there. And over here could be the neighborhood of make-believe. And a magician could come to visit someplace else with Harriet Elizabeth's cow.
See, it's up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. Good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. 1, 3, 5, 2, 4. Oh, very good. 1, 3, 5, 2, 4. Okay. 1, 5, 1, 5, 1. There we are. Oh, farm work is never done. I'm really glad, though, because I just love to work. I really like it. Well, now to the washer, dryer, sorter, dumper.
Miss Cow?
Oh, you startled me. Where did you come from?
From nowhere.
From nowhere? Well, this is a farm at someplace else. Could I help you?
Well, the question is, could I help you?
Well, what did you have in mind?
I can take away all this work and set you free.
Free? Free from what?
Watch.
Hey, what have you done with my machines?
Magic, Miss Cow. Now you need not work.
But I like work.
Wouldn't you rather watch something like this?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to put magic dust on it, and you blow, Miss Cow.
All right. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Maybe you'd even like to see something better. With a yellow silk handkerchief.
Mm-hmm.
Would you blow again?
All right.
And something even better. With a yellow.
Mm-hmm.
A red. And a blue silk handkerchief. Miss Cow, do you think you can make a really big blow this time?
I'll try when I get my breath.
Not yet. Oh. Not yet, because I have to blow too.
All right. You just let me know when.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Ready? You ready?
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three. And Miss Cow, here's the best thing of all. Watch.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. Oh, I guess this is nice for a change, but once in a while, I think it's all right, but I certainly wouldn't want to just sit here and watch that forever. Now, where are my machines? I want to get things done.
You really do like to work, don't you?
Well, certainly I...
Is everything all right here?
Yeah, but I guess so. This visitor just showed me a little magic.
Well, we saw a lot of magic or something clear over at the castle.
Did
you? A little balloonological demonstration.
Oh, well, I'd like to know who you are.
My name is Master Mr. Magic Maker.
And what about my washer, dryer, sorter, dumper?
Of course, excuse me.
Master Mr. Magic Maker?
Washer, dryer, sorter, dumper.
Oh, okay. And how about my number register?
Ms. Cow's number register?
Oh, boy.
Oh, now I can get back to work. Thanks a lot for the diversion.
How would you like to meet a king?
Be glad to. Which way?
Well, that way.
Let's go my way. You stand behind me.
Back here?
Yes. And point the direction. And...
Oh, did you notice that?
Why, yes.
Oh, hey, that's really fast traveling.
Immediate transport.
Negri and guest, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday and Queen Sarah. I'd like you to meet a most fascinating person. His name is Master... Mr. Magic Maker.
Master Magic Maker, my queen and I noticed your balloonologic.
Did you like that magic?
We did.
Yes, and we'd like to see some more of your magic.
Perhaps something with a coin?
Oh.
Which I can make look as if it's rubber? Or which I can make walk by just saying walk.
A walking coin.
But the most spectacular thing is I can take the coin and I can throw it into the air invisibly and catch it. Also invisibly, but you might like this better, King, if I take it and go and make two coins.
Oh, two.
And take one and make it fly through the air invisibly.
Where did it go?
Oh, I don't see it either.
You have a tear.
A tear? What do you mean?
A tear, something that falls from your eye.
Oh, I never cry.
Are you never sad?
Of course not. I'm a king.
But you're missing something, then.
What am I missing?
Sadness, just as the statue is missing it.
Oh, my husband reserves his sadness for quiet time.
Of course. Would you have a tear?
Oh, a pretend tear, perhaps. Why do you need a tear?
I can make the most marvelous thing out of a royal tear, even if it's pretend.
Oh, fine.
Watch.
hurt you.
Ooh, how lovely.
Beautiful.
Suppose, Mr. Magic Maker, that you come to the M room where we can discuss many means of making magic. Be lovely. Yes, thank you for being. Come along, Negri.
Oh, isn't it fascinating?
Come along, yes.
About Prince Tuesday with that hammer. Hammers are quite dangerous around things that break, you know. Mm-hmm. What did you think of Mr. Magic Maker? Of course, what he did was just pretend. Oh, there's somebody else at the door. Let's see who it is. It's Francois Clemens. Come in, France.
Hi, Fred.
Hi.
There's some people practicing over at the Browns Marionette Shop, and I thought if you had a few minutes, maybe you'd like to come over and watch.
I'd like to. Want to go over? Let's go.
Okay.
Come on. I'd like to see those marionettists work.
Well, they're pretty busy over there. Alice is there. Of course, Bob and Judy.
Oh, good. Come on in.
Hi, Judy.
Oh, hi.
Hi,
I've been telling Fred about some of the things you've been doing. Why don't you show him some?
Okay. We're doing the elves and the shoemaker and the shoemaker's wife.
I like that story. I really do.
I do, too. And here's...
Is that the shoemaker's wife?
No. This is one of the ladies that comes in to buy shoes.
Oh.
And her name is Baroness Braunschweiger.
Isn't
She's
she?
Very good. Elegant.
Yes. Look how you've made... Is this the...
Yarn? Yeah. Huh? Mm-hmm. Just yarn and glue.
And the feathers in her hair.
She's very fancy. And so she comes to buy some of those shoes that the elves
have
made, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's one of the reasons I like that story. The elves make such good things for the shoemaker.
Speaking
and his
of
wife.
Elves, why don't you come over and see some? Here they are. The two elves.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Fred.
Hi.
Hi, Francois.
Hi, Bob and Dallas.
Hi. Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Hi.
Hello.
Nip and Tuck.
Hello,
he's Nip. I'm Tuck.
Yeah, oh.
I'm Tuck.
You're Tuck. All right, Tuck, I'll tell you what. Your jacket's almost finished, so let's see how it fits. If you will just hold still for a minute so we don't
hold
catch
my
your...
breath.
Okay, just hold still. You don't have to hold your breath. Okay, we don't want to catch your strings. There we go. Okay, there's the other shoulder. Now, put your head up. Look up. Yeah, let's see how that fits.
It?
Dance around a little bit.
You like that?
You look lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. Okay, come here.
Did you make these marionettes, too? You make them all, don't you?
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work, too.
How long does it take
you? I can imagine.
It takes a couple of days to make each marionette.
And it takes longer to make a pair of shoes.
Yeah, it takes longer to make a pair of shoes? Well, you're going to have to work a little faster, you two.
Here's the other costume for the other elf. You know, we haven't quite finished it yet.
Oh, I see. You could almost make a hand puppet with that one.
No, that's right.
You could.
Hello. Hello, friend.
Oh, Judy, I got an idea.
What?
As long as Fred and Francois are here, why don't we sort of do a little bit of leather together for them?
That's a good idea.
All right.
This is a cute number. I think
they'll
really like this.
Okay,
okay, ready?
Okay.
Ready. One, two, three, four.
Leather together. We make the shoes. Leather together, two by two.
Yeah. I think you two better practice more.
Yeah, they look like... May I come up?
Oh, sure,
go ahead.
Come on.
When you pull those strings, it just makes them come alive.
That's how I hammer, see?
That's how you hammer. Just like that. Good for you. I don't know whether my television friend has ever met you, Dallas Teat.
Hi.
My friend. You know Bob Payne?
Hi.
Dallas, I was noticing this band, these two bands that you have along your arm. Why do you wear that? I don't see Bob having one on.
Well, it's a sling, actually.
Oh.
And I have to wear it because I had an accident and can't use my arm as well as I used to be able to. And now I have to wear this to hold it up.
I see. Well, you certainly manipulate beautifully. You're using all your fingers, aren't you?
Well, as best as I can.
Uh-huh. And were you right-handed before the accident?
Yeah, I was right-handed.
So you really had to learn again with your left hand.
True.
The different things. Boy, it's wonderful. Could you show me how you make that, you know, when you were
like
doing
this?
It? You, yeah.
Sure, just pull the string right here.
Let me follow it down so
okay.
I can see. Now you see, this is the left leg string.
I can do it too.
Oh, you do it too, Tuck. Nip and tuck, doing them together. Look at that. Great.
You know, Fred?
What?
In all the time that I've watched them manipulate the marionettes, I've never done one, and I've always wanted to do
You've
one.
You've never worked one?
No, I haven't. You know, I sang a couple of times for mm-hmm. them, but I really haven't made one move around and dance
well,
like
go
that.
Go up there and try
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
you can try it. Okay, I sure will.
Okay, Nip and Tuck.
Bob and Dallas will show you.
Okay.
Dance with an elf.
I've watched you so many times.
Here you are.
Okay.
Yeah, this you kick with this string right here.
Oh, this is the one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi there.
My name is Tuck.
Well, I'm Nip.
And I'm a dancer.
Oh, you're doing good. Keep dancing.
Okay.
You what know, else can you do?
I can do something. What? Listen just a second.
Okay.
He goes right off the ground.
I think you hit a high note that time.
Yeah. Teach me how to do that.
Sure. Go ahead. Open your throat wide and say,
got very a couple
good.
Of flying elves.
You learn very fast. In the group.
You're a good
very
teacher.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. You're a mighty good teacher.
Right
you
behind
are.
You are the shoes that they make. See that?
Well, now, how would you work that with the marionette?
Well, I could hold his arm out like this, and if you could just put the shoes over.
Like this?
Just like
that's
that.
It.
That's right. See that?
And
now,
well, then
now
you
they
can actually
carry
hold
carry
them like
right.
Great, the things you do. When are you going to do the actual production of the elves and the shoemaker?
Oh,
and the
on
shoemaker?
Friday.
This Friday?
Friday.
No.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to come if
oh,
you
I
may.
Oh, I hope you do. I really.
Great, I will. Well, I must be getting back to my place.
Listen, I'm going to be going, too, to give a voice lesson. Can you come over a little bit?
No, I'm afraid not. Let's
oh.
get back to my place. But
okay.
I'll see you later.
Sure
okay,
no.
okay.
Thanks
bye.
For telling me about it, Fred.
Sure. Okay, see you Friday.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Fred.
Come along. Isn't it great here, all these things they have? Notice how Francois and Dallas made those marionettes go up high when they sang high and down low when they sang low. Oh. Well, Dallas has been a professional puppeteer for a long time. Think how long he must have worked to get to be that good. And then when he had that accident, how he had to learn a lot of those things all over again, all with his left hand. He must have had many times that he was discouraged, but he obviously kept working at it. That's what was important. Now he's doing so well. Let's try this once more, all right? I'll show you what's underneath here now. Remember what these were? These were the alfalfa pellets, and these were the oats. And here, nothing. Alfalfa pellets, the oats, and nothing. Now let's keep looking for where this one will go. All right, move it like that. think it's still here, isn't it? The one with nothing under? Let's look. Is that it? Good. And if I move it over to here, it'll still have nothing under. See? Now it's about time for me to put these three away. Put the oats in the oat bag. I need a broom there. There we go. And the alfalfa pellets. Feed the fish, not the sheep food, no. Fish food for the fish. Oh, they're hungry. It's time for me to go. We'll be able to have another visit tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I like visiting with you. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.